Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
Julie. Good morning. You know, a week ago today, we did our second ever broadcast from Gatlinburg. Technically the third, but two of them were at where he was talking about a moment ago, right up under the Sharks. Ripley's Aquarium in the Smokies. It was awesome. What day is it, Mr. Campbell?
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
Wouldn't you just love to see him say, Mike?
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
Testing the mic, 1, 2, 3.
I know you can hear me.
Yes.
Guess what today is?
I know you can hear me.
Listen, guess what today is?
One more time.
It's hump day.
Tracking some of the power outages all throughout our listening area. We got several here and there. I did not know. Did you hear storms last night, Claybo? You did. See, I was out. Here's what I did after work. I got into my old clothes and went mowing, and it was just like Winter said, it's air you could wear. Goodness gracious. And I wasn't doing anything terribly physical. I was just mowing. I had already worked out physically inside of an air-conditioned gym, so I was okay. But I thought instead of eating something, because I had those donuts yesterday morning, I'm still working those off. And then I had one today. I did. Claybo can verify. So he's not a narc, but I mean, you know. But the fact of the matter is, I felt compelled to really get into the workout, then finished up some of my business, then went home and got into the old clothes. And when I walked back outside to mow, it's like, oh, my word. And it's one of those where I told my neighbor, Mitch, I said, Mitch, didn't I just mow this 4 days ago? He said, I know, man. I mean, you know, it's just, it's one of those things where you see your grass grow 2 or 3 or 4 inches in just a few days because it feels like a greenhouse out there. Don't start. It's the greenhouse effect, Bob. We're all dying. No. As a matter of fact, a new study came in. I saw this recently. And we'll do more of this and let your yay be yay and your nay be nay. A new study came in about why it's so warm in Europe. Now, here we are in Knoxville, Tennessee. It's 69 degrees. It's as cool as it's been for the last 3 or 4 days. 69 degrees. It doesn't feel too bad out there, but it's still pretty humid. But in Europe, they're trending much hotter all throughout the summer. And, you know, you can imagine people screaming global warming or global climate change or global climate disruption. Actually, what it is, according to a new study, it's a very credible study. It won't get out much because it doesn't fit a narrative, but it's because certain times of emissions have been eliminated in Europe so well, they've cleaned up the atmosphere so well, that's the reason you have global warming in Europe. How many of y'all heard that one? You probably won't hear it. And it is a certified study, completed. It took years worth of data together. You know how they love data. We got more data for you coming up in just a few moments. But man, part of working out yesterday and getting out in the sun was part of my fear of calories. You know, I don't need any more. I need to get rid of them. So we'll talk about Nate Bargatze. He's going to help us out too at WRJZ. 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, back with more in a moment, 865-342-5620.
Somewhere between sundown and Seymour and high noon and Halls, it's Bob Bell.
Hit the foot, the drop, top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly.
Here we go. Grace, a friend of Tanya Stout Brown. Get your worship on. We're ready to go. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. 11 minutes after 6 o'clock and 69 degrees with Bob Bell. $3.56, your average price of gas throughout the state. See, now within a mile, you can see $3.89 close to the interstate. And within a mile, I mean within 1 mile, I could see $3.29 on Oak Ridge Highway. That's just on the little swath of land that I traverse often. As I go back and forth to work, I could actually pay more attention to prices as I go back at 4:45 in the morning. When I'm coming home in the afternoon, I can't. You only pay attention on your driving, amen? That's what you should do. Anyway, I got to give a shout out once again to Jerry Dalton and his crew at Dalton Collision. My wife went over to sign some papers. She got rear-ended the other day, and the vehicle, I don't know what the status is on fixing it, but it's at Dalton Collision, it's good hands, on Embry Road. And she was kidding around with the young lady. She's got a rental car. It's a Nissan Sentra. She didn't like it. I don't blame her. But there's nothing against you Nissan Sentra people. She just, it's not her personal thing. Anyway, she said, yeah, I haven't connected to Bluetooth yet. I'm having trouble doing this and all that sort of stuff. And this young lady named Brianna over at Dalton Collision said, oh, I could do that for you. She comes out of her office, gets into my wife's car, connects her Bluetooth. Voila. Meg's got Bluetooth on, you know, her Nissan that we're temporarily having to drive. I'm telling you, you talk about going above and beyond. That's kind of neat, isn't it? So Dalton Collision Service, 938-9818. Good people. But that's the kind of culture Jerry Dalton has created. And I dare say when you listen to so many others who are partners with us, like I was talking to Gary Thurman a few weeks ago at Guardian Investment Advisors, the people who work there love what they do, and they want to come alongside that. They may not make money on a particular meeting, which is what the business model is designed to do, but that's not, they're there to serve people. Whether they make money is not the point. The point is, did they give you some advice or say, hey, come back later and let's talk? You know, people like that are honest. Or I was thinking about Beatty Chevrolet. You know, I was watching them handle customers, Josh Griffin, Stanley, all those other Griffins and other people who work there. Do you know that they have like a campus pastor there at Beatty Chevrolet? This guy, he's always got a huge, now he's a salesperson, but he's always got a huge smile on his face. He kind of leads the Bible studies and orchestrates them. It's just the neatest thing. Those are the kind of people with whom we partner at WRJZ. Now, yesterday, for the first day ever, we actually had a taste test in the studio, and I'd never done it before, not even with the breakfast cook-off we had. I was going more off eye appeal on that. But in the taste test with these different types of pumpkin spice donuts, I was determined not to like them. And then I had that pumpkin spice coffee, and Dave, you saw the look on my face. It was fabulous, and I didn't want to admit it, but I had to tell my friend Tanya, sure enough. And then there was this cakey kind of donut, and I don't like cake donuts. And I said,
I'm a pancake. I'm a pancake.
I'm not going to like it. I'm just not going to like it. And then I liked it. So I sampled everything, and then I had one this morning, that last plain glazed. Yeah. Anyway, and I had to work out. And I thought about Nate Bargatze. Yeah? There's a fear of knowing that everything you eat like that goes right behind your heart. Listen to how he puts it with I love pancakes.
I love pancakes. I love them so much. And they make me so tired. And I never blame them. I'm always like, what is up with me today? I can't get it going, you know? And I'll go to my wife, I'm like, I think we need new pillows.
New pillows. Yeah, that's it.
And she's like, you think it's that loaf of bread and syrup you just say?
No, surely not.
Everything I eat, I can tell you exactly where it's at in my body once I swallow it.
For sure.
You'd just be like, that's behind my heart. It's behind my heart.
Yeah, I know the feeling, man. He lost quite a bit of weight about 3 or 4 years ago. And that's when I first discovered him on this particular video. And I said, there's a clean comedian He doesn't scream at the top of the mountaintop about, you know, his faith in Christ, but he has a faith in Christ. He's raised by tremendous parents. But he has proven that you can be one of the most sought-after comedians in the United States without uttering a cuss word or offering sexual innuendo. He doesn't do it. It's a beautiful thing to watch. I love it. So our thanks to Nate Bargatze for helping us laugh the right way. From WRJZ, Joy Radio, the number's open at 865-342-5620. I thought about this several years ago. David Jeremiah wrote a book that I thought I'd never see the day. So whether it's local, whether it's national, or whether it's the world, I want you to complete one. Hey, Bob, I thought I'd never see the day when blank. This could be dangerous. 865-342-5620. Please put that in your contact list. That's the best thing you could do. You could label it WRJZ. If you want to label it the Bob Bell Show, you label it however you want to. Dave Clabo's personal number, whatever. 865-342-5620. The way this happens, Uncle Dave will answer. If it has to ring a few times, give it a few times to ring. Be patient. He'll get to it. He's only doing 16,000 things. But it won't take long. He'll answer it and then put you on hold. You'll be ready to talk to Bob. I thought I'd never see the day when. I got a few when we return. At WRJZ Joy Radio, 18 minutes after 6 o'clock at 69 degrees. Weather and traffic on the way.
More variety than a church potluck with less risk of tuna casserole. It's Bob Bell.
So many people saying things that sound so smart. So much is broken, it's like we don't know where to start. As the grandson of a World War Purple Heart who fought for America, well, I just want to say, oh, beautiful, for spacious skies.
WRJZ, good morning. Let these words sink in just a minute. It's Stephen Curtis Chapman sings. Now, you know, Stephen Curtis Chapman, there's not a political bone in his body. But even him saying that now in this day from certain people who are Marxist would be inflammatory. America, the beautiful. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain. You start into some of those lyrics, some people just go ballistic. They don't want to hear it. Telling you that Thanksgiving is their least favorite holiday. It's not even a holiday to them. I thought, man, it's not about indigenous Indians and what happened to them. Actually, what happened in one of the celebrations of Thanksgiving to begin with, back in the Pilgrims' days, if you just want to get technical about it, were the fact that there were indigenous people, there were Native Americans who were working with the settlers together, trading information. The Indians taught. And the settlers taught the Indians various things. Some people will say they even get triggered by the fact that I just said Indians. The indigenous peoples were taught something, and the settlers, those Europeans, were taught something. And they shared. Some of them warred. There were many cases when the indigenous people were mistreated. My mother-in-law and I were talking. There were many places where everybody was mistreated. And then I thought about Nate Bargatze that you heard. Well, what has he got to do with anything? Well, let me tell you something. He was seen, I think, at the MMA event or perhaps the America 250 event, he was seen being too close to the president, kind of hanging around the president of the United States. They, I don't know who they is, but whoever the intelligentsia decides they are, tried to cancel Nate Bargatze. This is just a good old boy from Hickory, Tennessee. He doesn't harbor hatred in his heart toward anybody. I promise you he does not. He's married. He's a father. He's a successful comedian. He does it in a unique way without the sexual innuendo and the nastiness of filthy language. He didn't do it. And truth be known, for some people who don't like to see him around the president sets him off, number one. Number two, the fact that he doesn't do all those things sets him off. Now listen, the president said some things in his past that are horrendous. I'm not going to sit there and tell you. He has. It's awful. There's times when he uses filthy language. I hate it when he does that. I really do. But you know what aggravates some of these people who are a little bit more elite than you and me? These Washingtonites? He doesn't smoke and he doesn't drink. And to be honest with you, it ticks them off. Especially the fact that he doesn't drink. You're not going to get the president drunk and start getting his lips loose to try to pry some sort of statement out of him that you could use against him in the future. He's going to say plenty of things sober that you can use against him if you want to. Sometimes I have said to myself, I wish he'd just shut up. Have you ever done that, if you're honest? But when it comes down to the things that he has to do, he's done a good job. He's liable to be working at 1:30 in the morning, texting one of his confidants and one of the people in his staff and his, or perhaps his cabinet. And they know. They could be asleep. Text comes in, it's probably a special notification, it's the president. And he has an idea. And he will share it with somebody, and it may be 1:30 in the morning. Why? Because that's what he does. He works. Can you imagine the previous president doing that? And I'm not trying to. By the way, you need to pray for Joe Biden. Here's what I found out about Joe Biden. His cancer has spread beyond where it was, the prostate cancer. And my understanding is he's not in very good shape. That's the latest I've heard from several different news outlets. But pray for him and his family. But the news actually came from Hunter. And guys, I pray for Hunter Biden. Man, that guy needs Christ. Don't we all? We all need Jesus. But you could tell he's searched so hard in his 50-something plus years. And the very thing, the very person, the very one he's looking for is one that stands before him. That's our Lord. Just like so many other people. Just like Bob Bell was many years ago. So our wall of prayer is open at WRJZ, by the way, at WRJZ.com. Our number's open, 865-342-5620. I thought I'd never live to see the day where I'd see it, an American citizen actually running for office, as I did just a few weeks ago up north, a lady who's running for an office up there for governor, said her least favorite holiday is Thanksgiving. How sad. Meanwhile, yours, 865-342-5620. Bob, I thought I'd never see the day. Do you know in 1865 on this day, as the war between the states was coming to an end, Joseph Lister became the first doctor to use disinfectant during surgery. Joseph Lister. Does that name ring a bell? Of course it does. Perhaps you saw his name on the bottles of Listerine this morning with your mouthwash. 1851 on this date, Isaac Singer of New York City patented the double treadle sewing machine. 1851. Thank the Lord for inventors. Joseph P. Kennedy, Jr. That's the oldest son of Joseph and Rose Kennedy. That Joseph P. Kennedy, Jr. was killed along with his co-pilot in 1944 on this date when their explosives-laden Navy plane blew up over England. And I think there was probably a lot of conspiracy theories going on back then. Don't know much about it. Before we go to break, one of the great birthdays I celebrate every year, even though he died 20 years ago. Buck Owens, born on this date in 1929 from
My
Hee Haw.
God,
remember?
I can buy the tail and explain the scene.
That's a song right there now.
I won't be much when you get through with me.
Bakersfield, California.
Well, I'm a losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail.
I just love it. W.Y., he was a great guitar player.
You were meek.
But that kickoff was, I got a tiger by the tail. Act Naturally was one of my favorites. They're going to put me in the movies. Then the one he did with Roy Clark. Roy Clark actually had the hit. Thank God and Greyhound, you're gone. Sorry. Coming up in a few minutes, news, Fox News. We'll have some more right here for WRJZ. I thought I'd never see the day when. 865-342-5620. News presented by Guardian Investment Advisors. They have a great show Saturday mornings, 9 o'clock at WETR. That is Talk Radio 92.3 and AM 760 WETR. Plan today, own tomorrow.
As the book of James says,
let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath.
For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God.
There are many things in life that can try our patience, but right here, you'll find a source for peace, calm, and patience.
We're Joy Radio.
Today I've got so much to be thankful for.
I am thankful.
I woke up this morning.
Number one, I woke up this morning.
Everything I could ever need and more. I've got so much to be thankful for.
Are you grateful this morning at WRJZ at 6:35? Here we go, lights.
And a fan.
And a fan.
A couple people who know who I am.
Yeah.
I have a car and clean clothes.
Car and clean clothes.
And I can cook on a stove.
You talk about going to the basics. For WRJZ Joy Radio, it is now 25 minutes away from 7. Hello, everyone. Wednesday is here. The Bob Bell Show, the 12th day of August. We have just about 27 days till it's football time in Tennessee. Much less than that until it's football time on the banks of Mossy Creek at Carson Newman. Likewise with Grace Christian Academy football. We cover all of that here at WRJZ Joy Radio. The Rusty Wallace Honda Game of the Week, also the FCA, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, one of our lead sponsors, and we appreciate them. Because they you know, they show where their importance is. Let your yay be yay and your nay be nay. Coming up after the break, I'm going to play an old 35-year-old cut from John MacArthur and Larry King on the Larry King Show way back on CNN when CNN was CNN. It was actually decent. But he liked John MacArthur. He didn't agree with him, but he liked him. You know why he liked him? He sensed that he was authentic. Also, John MacArthur is going to join us on Food for the Soul as he talks us about the Song of the Serpents. That's later on. All of that here at WRJZ. So, Francesca Hong in Wisconsin was running in the Wisconsin governor's primary. Evidently, she lost by less than 3,000 votes in her primary in a very big, big turnout. And one other guy that had dropped out of the race previously decided to get back into it. That was a little bit more moderate for his party. Won, just barely. So Francesca Hong, who's one of the ones that had said that she did not like Thanksgiving, and then she walked it back and then they asked her, you know, this reporter was told to ask her again, so what is your favorite holiday? And she smiled and she goes, you know, I think it's Thanksgiving. You could tell there wasn't a bit of sincerity there. Because she's found so many different reasons, perhaps in her teaching growing up, to not be thankful. Man, I could turn around and find all kinds of reasons not to be thankful. But when I was thinking about what Forrest Frank said just a moment ago, are you thankful for this? You got groceries? Be thankful. Last night when I came in, from the hot sunshine after work, and I completed my mowing task, which didn't take terribly long, but it was, man, it felt like it was a long time, with that air that you could wear, and I was covered with dust, needed a shower and all that good stuff. I was thankful because a few moments before that, I had already prepared fried chicken, baked potatoes, and some vegetables that were to be eaten last night. But my mother-in-law wanted to go out to eat, so I said, you know what, let's go out to eat. So I cleaned up and told the wife, and we met at Dalton Collision, signed some papers, went out to eat. I don't have to cook tonight. I've got choir tonight. Can't cook. But Mrs. Bell's already got dinner ready. Isn't that wonderful? It's good stuff. I mean, you know, think about it. Now, just the little things be thankful for, Francesca. I hope she does. At WRJZ, but let your yay be yay, your yes be yes, your no be no, your answer's clear. I'll give you a clear example of how to do that from something well over 30 years ago. From the late, great John MacArthur. Coming up in just a few moments. It's now 6:39 at WRJZ. Hey, complete the sentence at 865-342-5620. I thought I'd never see the day that.
And now back to the Bob Bell Show.
I'm picking up vibrations.
641 at WRJZ. Just a reminder, it's still summer as far as I'm concerned. I mean, it was 93 yesterday when I got off work and I decided to mow. 93. Playboy, did you see the predictions that Witcher's got up for this weekend? 96. How glad am I that I'm not going to prison this weekend? That's a pretty long half-mile walk. When it's 96 degrees at about 6 o'clock in the evening. It's. But anyway, that being said, let your yay be yay and your nay be nay. So whether it's in Knoxville, Tennessee, or on the left coast, or in New York, or somewhere down in Florida, in Georgia, Pennsylvania, wherever you are, you run into people sometimes and you ask them a question. And they'll say, well, that's, oh, well, there's several answers to that. Some of the nuances need to be taken into effect. And they answer everything with a question mark. I think sometimes our forefathers did this and they did not know what they were doing. You hear a lot of that, by the way, because unfortunately that's what's taught in school. Anyway. And then 30 years ago, you get a master class on how it's supposed to be done when Larry King, who was a friend of John MacArthur's, at least they liked each other, and John tried to talk to him very plainly about the gospel, the good news. But then there would be times Larry King tried to kind of trap him. So like, so Muslims are going to hell? So all Jewish people are going to hell? You know, he's just going down this litany. Listen to how John MacArthur answers this like an adult. And by the way, Larry King also spoke like an adult when he was answering this question. But you could tell he was trying to put him into a trap, as this was well over three decades ago.
John MacArthur, what happens when you die?
Well, when you die, you go to one of two places, according to Scripture. You go out of the presence of God forever, or you go into the presence of God forever.
Depending
upon your personal relationship with Jesus Christ, which is, according to the Bible, the only way to enter heaven.
So therefore, a Jew or a Muslim or a Buddhist will not go to heaven.
Yeah, Christian theology and the Scripture says that only through faith in Jesus Christ.
And then when we say what happens? Do you go somewhere as a body?
No, your body stays. We go to the funeral. We see the body. It goes into the grave. It decays. Your spirit immediately goes either in the presence of God are out waiting the final resurrection. There will be a resurrection of all bodies in the end, a resurrection unto life or a resurrection unto damnation.
A resurrection unto life or a resurrection unto damnation. That's it. For WRJZ Joy Radio, welcome in. And he didn't try to give nuance to those words. He didn't shout and scream it. He wasn't insufferable. You know, you can witness without being insufferable, without being a jerk. John MacArthur was no jerk. He was very careful with his answer, but he also didn't try to lay off of it. He said, you go out into eternity without Christ, that is hell. With Christ, you come to heaven because of the price he paid, not because you're better than everybody. And that's one of the things I keep talking about. And I get the great privilege of ministering to different people in different portions of their life. Sometimes people who are not of the faith yet are late in life, and even in their 60s or perhaps 70s, and I still get a chance to talk to them. Sometimes I preach funerals. Now, I was thankful. One of the guys at Minot came up to me the other day after I'd preached a funeral, and he said, I want to get you in touch with some of these other pastors. I said, why come? He said, well, they go on and on and on with an invitation. He goes, I want people saved too. This funeral director said that. He said, but once you browbeat them over the head for about 30 minutes, they're not coming. I said, my job is to plant the seed and offer and then move on. My job is not their response. Sometimes these fellas are wonderful people, wonderful preachers, but they think it is their ability that somehow gets people to listen to the gospel. As much as I talked over the last 43 years on the air, my ability to speak and to communicate has nothing to do with how someone receives the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is by the power of Holy Spirit, that is, not by me. I'm simply used of God as a mouthpiece to declare the glory. So if you're listening and you don't know that this is a Christian radio station, you're just listening for some fun, maybe some commentary, some societal differences and things like that that you think is interesting, I want you to know something. There is only one way to a real place called heaven. By the way, there's a real place called hell. And his name is Jesus Christ. He is the infinite God with skin on. There never has been a time where he never has been. By the way, I did not always believe that. But God called me unto himself May 6, 1992. I placed my trust in Christ. A few days later, I was baptized along with my wife. And that baptism did not save us. We were already saved. The baptism was a declaration of who we are. It was extremely important, but it wasn't part of the soteriology. It is extremely important as far as the final part of your witness. And it's not the last way that you witness. It's the first way. But you can come to Christ. You're probably listening to this not by mistake. But God himself has aligned you to listen to this particular platform, whether it's WRJZ.com, or you're listening at 102.5, or you're on AM 620, which that covers 9 or 10 counties, or you're at WRJZ, like I said, WRJZ.com, somewhere across the world, somebody's given you this particular website, and you're listening to us in the morning, you can place your trust in Christ today. The 14.6 billion years ago, some scientists say that this earth was created. Jesus was here. God has been there. The Godhead, three in one, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, has been there long before the 14.6 billion years. And by the way, God created it all in 6 days. Six real days. The good news is you can place your trust in Jesus. His blood on the cross paid your price. Would you do that? If you have a heart to believe and God is calling you, you will respond to that. If you respond to that, tell us, 865-342-5620. Also, I thought I'd never see the day when blank. Tell me what you thought you'd never see, but you've seen it. 865-342-5620.
Thanks for listening this August.
We're doggedly determined to fetch some great programs for you
during the dog days of summer.
This is Joy Radio.
There's power in the blood.
morning. We're coming up on 5 minutes away from 7 o'clock at WRJZ. We just received this a couple of days ago, revised and edited by W.C. Neff. Bill Neff, that you hear on mornings and evenings, our devotional that we do at 6 o'clock. Morning by morning, today, C.H. Spurgeon, this is gold. What a great devotional. It's more than just a devotional. This is a book that you could go through in book fashion, or you could read it as just a devotional. But there's everything from John 17, 17. After birth, then a work of God, if carried on in two ways. First, by dying to one's old existence in the flesh. Second, by living unto God and walking in what He is. That's just one example. Called to be saints. So many days. But there's one of these devotionals for each and every day of the year. It's 365 days. So you go through this, and it's a wonderful book from C.H. Spurgeon, put together carefully by W.C. Neff. I love it. Plus, I've got the commentary on Ecclesiastes from Alistair Begg. Helping your children know God. This is great for back-to-school time. And great ways to just go through some of the points of the gospel with your kids or grandkids. That from the one and only Bob Lapine. You know Bob Lapine from Family Life Today back in the day, so many years ago. Also, I got a book, Chosen by God, from R.C. Sproul. So it's all here in the Storehouse of Knowledge prize pack. We'll be giving it away a little bit later on after we talk to the great state trooper. We got a conversation about school safety and things that drive me crazy. I thought I'd never see the day, Dave, when people would actually make excuses about blowing through a bus stop sign. In other words, the bus starts to stop so we can pick up kids at this time of the morning where it's barely light. The sign comes out. Everybody knows it's a school zone and a pickup zone. And yet one person in a car just knows they have to beat that sign before it comes all the way out. They just run. They just stomp on the gas and go through. I've seen it over and over, and people try to excuse it. And that could cost a life so quickly. And you have to look back, was it worth that one extra 60 seconds that you may have saved? You didn't even save that much. Is it worth it? Or let's say you get a big ticket, because police officers will be watching you at those places. Is it worth it? You know, ask yourself that question. All right, not only is the birthday of Buck Owens, but it's also the birthday, ladies and gentlemen, of a famous television announcer named Charlie O'Donnell, who announced for the Wheel of Fortune.
Tonight's jackpot round is brought to you by...
There you are. I thought we were going to have a come on down. I guess not. All right. George Hamilton, 87 today, from Love at First Bite, way back a million years ago. And he's still with us. He also starred in Zorro. You know what the entire name of it was? Yeah, you're right. I'm not just we'll just leave it at Zorro, okay? Evel Knievel. The dead don't die. Doc Hollywood. I remember all that. For WRJZ, George Hamilton, 87. Here's one, ladies and gentlemen. Let's kick it off with some summertime music. Mark Knopfler turned 77 from Dire Straits. Oh, man. This guitar lick is perhaps one of the famous guitar licks in the world.
You play the guitar on the MTV.
That's the way you do it.
Money for nothing.
For Joy, WRJZ Joy Radio. Mark Knopfler, 77. Makes me feel old. Because I remember watching this on MTV, and it was an MTV big hit. Shortly after MTV really got up and running, all the momentum was going their way. You know, Mark Knopfler basically wrote a song making fun of it, yet with a cool video, it became one of the best videos. Ah, yeah. One of the first videos on MTV in 1982. Video killed the radio star. The Buggles. To my knowledge, and that's not much, but to my knowledge, the Buggles didn't have another hit that I know of. I remember Rock the Cashbox, David's favorite, all-time favorite. He likes that right up there with, who's the other one? Oh, with The Lion Sleeps Tonight. Yes, that's two of Dave's got his head buried in his hands. It's like, oh no. So when you call Dave at 865-342-5620 to say, Bob, I thought I'd never see the day when, you can just sing very quickly the chorus to The Lion Sleeps Tonight. He'd love that. 7 o'clock at WRJZ and 69 degrees. Time now for Fox News and a conversation with one of our great state troopers on the way. For WRJZ, it's 4 minutes after 7 o'clock, 7:04, 69 degrees at WRJZ. This is the Bob Bell Show on Joy Radio. We have been here by the grace of God since March 15, 1993. So in case you're wondering, that's over 33 years. if your math is mathing. One of the great all-time statements from Charles Spurgeon, when asked, what is more important, praying or reading the Bible? Charles Spurgeon said, I asked them, what is more important, breathing in or breathing out? That's good. So for WRJZ Joy Radio, praying and reading your Bible, something I was doing at 4 o'clock this morning, something that goes together. And it was especially quiet this morning. It was about 69 degrees out on the porch. You know, here it is. It was 3:50 in the morning. It wasn't even 4 o'clock yet. I'd gotten done with everything else a little bit quicker and went out on the porch, and it's just a great day to sit there. Now, a lot of people ask, do you go out on the porch when it's 13 degrees outside in January? And the answer is yes. I put on a coat, go out on the porch. Now, when it comes to doing push-ups and things like that, I do push-ups year-round, regardless of the temperature. And I know I'm only going to be out there for about a minute and a half or 2 minutes. So I do the push-ups, and they're not great push-ups because my elbows will not let me go all the way down, but they're push-ups. They make me breathe hard. It's good. But even if it's 13 degrees or way below freezing or very uncomfortable, obviously this morning when it was 68 degrees, it was perfect. Or a few days ago when it was 78 degrees and it felt like Barbados out there. I mean, within a minute and a half, I was already sweating, just doing some push-ups. But I love to be outside, and I love to get outside where it's quiet. Even on the inside, with all the electronic devices off, and television, the smart TV and everything off, it can sometimes get a little bit noisy. Now, I'm not going to tell you that sometimes I hear the noise, occasionally, of my precious little wife snoring. I'm not going to tell you that. Don't tell her I said that. I'm going to be in trouble. For WRJZ Joy Radio, though, I'm going to tell you, it's just great to be in a place of quiet. And I thought about our friends in Colombia as I was sitting out there and praying. For so many who have seen family members perish. 1,100 people in Colombia, so far as we know, are dead. That's probably a minimal number. So over 1,100 people are known dead, and more perhaps in Colombia after an earthquake that was over a 7 magnitude. So if you've got something you need to pray for, that's that. By the way, sometimes you'll see prayer requests on your social media pop up, whether it's Facebook or other social media. And you press a button that says, I prayed for this, or you give them a short text, prayers. Here's a couple of things not to do. If you're going to do that, pray. What you do do is pray. Bring them up before the Lord, right then and there. If you've got time to scroll, you've got time to stop and pray. Sometimes it's like one of those popcorn prayers. Lord, you know this individual we're talking to is one of my friends. They've got a problem. Please pray for them. I saw something on one of our group texts in a Bible study that I'm in with some dear, sweet people that are very, very tremendous friends, close friends, going through some hard times in the hospital. And if I say, I'm praying for you, I just stop right there and pray for them. That's why I don't read text in the car. Never read text in the car. I don't have my car voice translate text back to me. So Dave Claybo said, I have scheduled another guest. I don't do that. My phone in my vehicle stays in my pocket. By the way, we'll talk to a state trooper about that coming up shortly. THP Major Travis Plotzer coming up to the Bob Bell Show. Travis, good morning. Welcome to the Bob Bell Show. It's a pleasure to have you on.
Hey, thank you for the invite. I really appreciate it.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to collect our breath, and we're going to talk about some of the things we see, especially during school hours, when kids are either coming home from school or going to school, that drive us bananas. But we got to get a hold of this safety. And Travis, you're going to help us with that, my man.
Great. Thank you for the invite again.
For WRJZ, Travis Plotzer, Tennessee Highway Patrol Major, going to be with us. I'll send him after you if you don't behave. For WRJZ, we're back in just a few moments on the Wednesday edition of the Bob Bell Show.
Reeling in the bass and casting your cares. He's got you covered. It's Bob Bell.
This is an easy day. Everything birthday will come.
Today's a new day. What you gonna do with it? His mercies are new every morning. I'm glad. Bob Bell at WRJZ Joy Radio. Good to have you along with Tennessee Highway Patrol Major Travis Plotzer. Travis, first off, how long have you been with the THP?
You know, sir, I like to tell people not long, since 2005, so I'm working on year 22.
You're just getting broke in.
That's right.
No, I tell people I've been here 33 years. I'm still on probation. That's the way it is. So, Travis, what is it that you want drivers to really keep in mind? Bear down. Now that the kids are back in school, especially this time of the morning.
You know, and that's a great question. We want drivers to think about when they pass that bus or when they're doing whatever, that could be their children on the bus or their family on the bus. Mm-hmm. You know, we want them to drive safe around these buses just when they're going down the road. Now, when they're stopped, we don't want them to pass them. I mean, the red flashing lights are very clear. Stop.
Mm-hmm.
When they're in when they're in these school zones, they need to be thinking that their child or their family might be crossing the street to get to that school. Some of the metropolitan areas, people are able to walk to school. And we want to be mindful of that.
One of the most satisfying things I've ever seen, Travis, is, and I hate to say it because it shows the sin nature in me, but seeing somebody blow through one of those stop signs going the opposite direction, and right behind him was some sort of police officer. Don't know if it was a highway patrolman or a local officer. It was probably a local officer. Suddenly just lit him up. And all you can see is brake lights. And you could almost see the driver going, oh, no. So what type of penalty are we looking at if somebody runs one of those stop signs and is caught?
You know, obviously it's points in your license, but also there's a large financial penalty as well. And you know, you bring up a great point. Obviously, we'd rather educate people just like this, and that's why I want to thank you again for having us on the show.
Sure.
But sometimes you see that we'll actually be riding these school buses, and we'll be radioing to other troopers and local law enforcement about people that are running the stop arm.
Uh-huh.
Or we'll be behind it or nearby in an unmarked car and doing just the same thing. So, obviously, you know, we've did an educational component now through means of social media, but then also there is an enforcement component that goes along with it.
So here's what I would say. When you start to see a bus slow down, and it's loading time or unloading time, either one, kids don't have, an 8-year-old child doesn't have the type of maturity and experience to look before they cross. When you start to see the bus slow down, you slow down. When you see the bus stop, you stop. And then we see the stop sign out, it's all over. You just stop. You're stopped exactly where you are and make sure that there's nothing wrong. It all starts with obeying the first traffic laws first, and that's the speed laws through pickup zones.
You know, and I think that's a great point. Obviously, we try to teach the children how to act, if you will, and behave around, you know, school bus stops and stuff like that. And I think, you know, with the younger children, it takes some time, you know what I mean? And then followed on up, you know, with the drivers doing their part, driving as if that's their family member waiting on the bus. So yeah. Those are great tips you provided.
When are drivers required to stop for a school bus, though? What are the signs that say, hey, this is it, you got to stop right here?
Yeah, you know, obviously you see the yellow or orange flashing light on the school bus. Those are, you know, it's preparing to make a stop. But when they turn red and that stop arm comes up, you got to stop.
Mm-hmm.
It's a must. And it's either if you're behind it or going against traffic with it, you know, in the opposite way. The only time you're not required is if there's some type of physical barrier there, you know, whether it's a concrete barrier or a, you know, a median or something like that where it's divided.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only time you're not required. If there is like a continuous turn lane, you are required to stop. That's no type of barrier. Traffic could drive right across that or somebody could walk right across it. So that's something to be mindful of.
Okay, what if you're like on Clinton Highway and there's nothing but a turn lane, bus is coming the opposite direction, arm comes out, red lights come on, and you're going the other direction. Let's say you're going southbound, he's going northbound. Are you required to stop then on the other side of the highway?
If I understood you correctly, you said there's just a continuous turn lane.
Yes.
So I could, yes, you are required to stop, yes.
See, I wonder how many people don't know that.
You know, and I hope we're doing our part by educating the public. We've put out several things on social media, and we've been on various programs just like yours, trying to get the word out. We want to make sure they know.
You know, and it's when you're on Oak Ridge Highway or a place like that, that's easy. You know, you got a two-lane highway. You may have a turn lane there, but you got a two-lane highway, one going one way, one going the other. That's it. You know, do you see that come out? But do you see a four-lane like Clinton Highway in front of the coffee shop down there or whatever the pizza place or whatever the case may be? You've got a turn lane. You don't have a barrier. You have a turn lane. So, folks, if people are stopping in front of him and you're cussing at him, guess what? You're the one who's the problem.
That's right. Yes, we need them to. We need people to pack their patience when they're, you know, it's morning time commutes. You know, pack your patience. Plan ahead because there's a good chance you are going to get stopped behind some school traffic.
You know, that's this magical time of the morning right now.
It's very true. My advice to these people is slow down, get up early. And, you know, leave early if you're trying to avoid that traffic or account for it, you know.
Yeah, he hit the other question, didn't he, Dave? Well, what happens when you're running late? Well, don't run late. And if you're going to be 2 minutes late, you're going to tell your boss, look, I left a little bit late, got caught in school traffic, and instead of running a school bus stop sign, I stopped. And he or she's going to have to go, okay, that's all right. And then they're going to say, next time, get yourself up earlier and go. So the message you want all Tennessee drivers to remember this school year and throughout the school year, Travis Plotzker, would be what?
Please, drive a bit your loved one that's on that school bus or going to be in that school zone walking to school.
That's a great.
Pay attention.
Yeah. That's a great theme. And if somebody stopped in front of you, you know, and you don't know why, has it occurred to you there may be a good reason?
Exactly. Sometimes, you know, we see we're one track mind and got to get somewhere for whatever that reason might be. And it's important to us. But when you look at the large scale of things of what could be going on or what could happen if you break the law, it's never worth it, you know, because you could, you know, hit somebody that's trying to get to school. So it's just not worth it.
Right. And that's the worst case scenario. If you run the stop sign and you get caught, it then becomes extremely expensive, and it should be. And then you have to ask yourself, was that extra 60 seconds that you gained, is that worth it, really? The answer is no. Travis Plotzer, you're a great gift to us. Know that we'll be praying for you and the rest of the Tennessee Highway Patrolmen, and we thank you, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for letting us come on.
We'll do it again for WRJZ Joy Radio. We pray for them. We pray for one of our elected officials. Coming up in just a few moments with Dr. Pat Paulus, our general manager, as we, of course, pray. And we also partner with our good friends at Knoxville Wholesale Furniture.
On your radio dial, there's a lot of air pollution.
But here you've found a clean, refreshing oasis.
Joy Radio.
Now this is how it feels to be alone at the top of the hill.
Ah, yes.
Trying to figure out why.
Y'all, and humble yourself.
Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble.
Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord.
You're perfect in every way.
And He will lift you up.
I can't wait to look in the mirror.
Not that way.
Cause I get better looking each day.
Oh, yeah.
To know me is to love.
Here's the edit.
Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble.
Very obvious edit.
But I'm doing the best that I can. Whoa.
For WRJZ, so here's the deal. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up. The converse of that is if you don't humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, He will humble you for you. And His matter of humbling, I'm just going to attest to you, is really, it's hard. I've been humbled before. I've learned when I've been humbled when I didn't think I was being arrogant. But I learned I was being arrogant because when I was humbled, the Lord was teaching me, you're being arrogant. Keep your mouth shut or speak a different way. Soften things up. Later on, we're going to have a chance to win the book, The Morning Devotional with C.H. Spurgeon, as put together by W.C. Neff, William Neff, Bill Neff. It's a great devotional, 365 days. It's got everything in it. Also, the book on Ecclesiastes from Alistair Begg. Also, a book on talking to your children about the very basics of God from Bob Lapine. I thought this going back to school time is a perfect time for that. Bob's big trivia challenge coming up shortly here at WRJZ. Maybe Claybo could help me out. Because I don't have a trivia question right off the bat. I don't want to do Andy Griffith Show trivia because that, if you're not an Andy Griffith Show fan, kind of locks everybody else out. I don't want to do that. So you can, if you've got something on your mind, we had Pumpkin Spice Taste Test Day. Now, after the show was over, did you try any of those donuts yesterday, Uncle Dave?
I tried one of them during the show, which was the mocha thing.
Did you like that?
Oh, yeah, that was good stuff.
It was good stuff.
Anything that's got a coffee kind of zing to it, I like.
And it's just a hint of coffee. It's not overwhelming, but it was good. Now, I had that mocha bean.
Yeah.
That was left on top of one of the donuts. I was like, whoa.
I'll bet.
No wonder I started talking like this. Hey, this is Ryan Radio. How's everybody going? It's the boss hits, the boss sound, the boss told me to play. Yes.
Bob Bell, the Roadrunner.
But yeah, I mean, I look at it today's birthdays, and I thought, well, I don't really have a trivia question about, you know, George Hamilton. You know, I don't Martin Offler. I mean, that's Dire Straits, but I don't.
Is there anybody else I could probably help you now? George Hamilton, I probably could, but the only two movies, like you've mentioned, Love at First Bite and mm-hmm. Evel Knievel, which I saw him in. I thought that's a pretty good movie.
I mean, I could go. So, with whom did Buck Owens star on the hit TV show Hee Haw? I could say that. Should we do that? What do you think?
Well,
or is it too easy?
I think that may be a little too easy.
See, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with you. That's why I ask you.
I never had it easy. Let's not make it easy on anybody else. Come on, Bob.
Besides, we got a storehouse of knowledge. We called it the Storehouse of Knowledge Prize Pack. From WRJZ and the Bob Bell Show.
So let's have a different birthday.
So we also have Chosen by God from R.C. Sproul. And that's a hardback edition devotional. But by the time you get through reading Spurgeon for the day, Chosen by God for the day, you're going to be set for the day. Then you have a children's book that, of course, is meant for you to talk to your children about God that Bob Lapine wrote. Bob Lapine has a great understanding of how children think, has written a great book. And then, of course, there's one from Alistair Begg that's about Ecclesiastes, and that's about wisdom. The storehouse of knowledge, we do this in honor of going back to school. So we'll have an opportunity, and we'll think up of a question after the news, and then we'll present a question to you. You'll have a chance to answer the question. It's that simple. We may be such a sap around here, Dave may even give you a hint. But what I'm going to tell Dave, I said, Dave, you probably should do a movie trivia question. But remember, I have to remind Claybo, people aren't as nerdy as you are. They don't know as much as you do. It's like some of the things that I do with Andy Griffith Show trivia. You talk about geeking out. Good gracious, I'm such a geek. By the way, you don't look like a geek with your glasses on. You look like a minion. And I saw the lady on a video who actually does the minions. And she does most of the minion voices. She is brilliant. Her first name is Paige, and she's just delightful, very smart individual, but a young person. Anyway, run WRJZ Joy Radio. We're going to give away the big prize pack known as the Storehouse of Knowledge. Coming up at the Bob Bell Show at WRJZ on this Wednesday, shortly. We've got Fox News coming up in a few moments. Continue to pray, as I said earlier, for our friends in Colombia. So many of them have seen as many as 1,100 die. Also, congratulations to Darlene Graham, Lindsey Graham's sister, who won the primary last night, but she won a chance to go to what they call an election runoff with another Republican opponent. That's coming up on August 25th, but she passed the first stage. So best wishes to her and to others. The WRJZ Joy Radio, this newscast brought to you by Guardian Investment Advisors, LLC. Guardian Investment Advisors, call them today or be listening to their show Saturday morning at 9 o'clock on our sister station, Talk Radio 92.3.
Joy Radio.
Here's why people are listening. This August.
I used to watch like tons of TV, and now I can turn the radio on and just listen to that all day.
It's a life-changing station.
I listen to it when I go to work, and it makes the day a better day.
This is Joy Radio.
God of wonders beyond our galaxy. You are holy, holy. The universe declares your majesty. You are holy, holy.
Good morning. It's now 24 minutes away from 8 o'clock at WRJC. They have a detective, a homicide detective coming on Focus on the Family today. Talking about the evidences of Christ. Welcome to WRJZ Joy Radio, Bob Bell Show. On for 33 years, only by the grace of God, for sure. I'm here only by the grace of God. I sustain only by the grace of God. I'm just here. Thankfully. Continue to pray for our friends in Colombia. I mentioned that earlier. 1,100 known dead after the big earthquake in Colombia. Be praying for Tom Spangler. He is our sheriff for the next few days before Brent Gibson takes over. Because of Sheriff Spangler's declining health, a judge has signed an order saying there will be an emergency deposition concerning the 11 current and or former employees, Knox County Sheriff's Office, that have been accused of mishandling money. So, I mean, what a tough situation. He wasn't a part of that, by the way, but he will have testimony to contribute. And they were saying, well, we'll just wait till the trial and everything. Well, because of his declining health, they have said that Tom needs to go ahead and give a deposition. So the judges ordered it. All lawyers on both sides agree. So there's no controversy there. All right, our question of the day for the big book by Bill Neth, that is a Charles Spurgeon devotional, for the How to Talk to Children book from Bob Lapine about God, Ecclesiastes from Alistair Begg, and Chosen by God by R.C. Sproul. our storehouse of knowledge prize pack. The year was 1988. A controversial film directed by Martin Scorsese opened. Despite demonstrations and all kinds of protesting from religious groups, one of which was Focus on the Family. I heard about it for the first time on Focus on the Family. Before I was a Christian, I was listening to Focus on the Family on this radio station. Can you believe it? I did not know what the last what that particular movie was. Can you name that movie? 865-342-5620. On this date, 1988, controversial movie opened, Martin Scorsese. Religious groups, including Focus on the Family, were all over it. What was the name of the movie? 865-342-5620. That's for your Storehouse of Knowledge prize pack here at WRJZ Joy Radio, where it's now 7:39, 21 minutes away from 8 o'clock.
Every day, you are hit with bad news from the media.
Iran has effectively paralyzed traffic through the Strait of Hormuz.
The Dow fell roughly 2,200 points.
Counteract all that bad news by keeping your dial right here to give your life some balanced focus. Joy Radio.
For WRJZ, good morning. 7:41.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood, skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons. What do you get?
What do you get?
Another day older and deeper in debt.
Hey, Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Joy Radio. Home of the prize packs that's known as the House of Knowledge.
What do you get?
That's right, for WRJZ. The Storehouse of Knowledge prize pack includes the latest devotional from Spurgeon, put together by W.C. Neff, and then a bunch of others, including How to Talk to Your Children. How to Talk to Your Children About God from Bob Lapine, of all people. Alistair Begg's book on Ecclesiastes. R.C. Sproul's book, Chosen by God. Meanwhile, we go to the phones. The bell phone is open at 865-342-5620. But Tommy is first in line. Tommy, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
It was 1988, Tommy. What movie was it that opened? The controversial film by Martin Scorsese.
The Temptation of Christ.
I'll take that. The Last Temptation of Christ. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, you're the winner of all the aforementioned Storehouse of Knowledge books. So that's all well and good. But do you remember the controversy surrounding this? Were you around in 1988? You sound like a young guy.
Oh, yes. I'm 69. I was around. Thank you for the young guy.
It's all about our attitude, isn't it, Tom?
Amen.
So we want to line you up with those books, the Storehouse of Knowledge, all yours. Share it with your friends. But thanks for listening. Yeah, I remember I was listening to Focus on the Family on WRJZ. I didn't know who Jesus was. I mean, I heard about him. I looked like I did, but I didn't know. But as I was listening, the fact of the matter is I didn't know Christ, but I said, what's the deal with this? And even I, as a lost person, could listen and go, yeah, this is bad. This is a terrible way to talk about Jesus, even though I didn't know him. How about that? So, Tom, I'm going to put you on hold, and you're going to be with Mr. Dave, and Dave's going to share with you how to pick up your prize. Sound good, my friend?
Sounds wonderful. Thank you, and thank you all for all that you do. Enjoy the station.
Tom, I appreciate you. It's always good to have you listening at WRJZ Joy Radio. Now, 7:44, yeah, The Last Temptation of Christ, 1988, on this very day. Yeah. And sometimes I would listen to Focus on the Family, and I'd get mad because I thought, man, they're always worried about what's happening culturally. And then I thought, you know, these things are important. And then in 1992, when I heard, finally, Matthew 13 explained to me very clearly from a preacher, is when I came to faith in Christ. Like I said about an hour ago, you know, some of you are listening because God appointed you to listen at this time for some reason. And it's not about the last temptation of Christ. It's not about transgenderism. It's not about the latest political hotbed. It's about what do you do with Jesus Christ? Is he, in fact, God with skin on, as the Bible says and as he said? He told the Pharisees, he said, I and the Father are one. If you've seen me, you have seen the Father. Well, I don't know how much more plain you get than that. And that's where I had to come to a faith and decide for myself, was he worthy of placing my trust? And because his Holy Spirit had already been working on me, I placed my trust in Christ. And thus have a gift of salvation. And that gift is non-returnable. It is mine, because I am his. If you would like to trust that gift, you can too. So, well, I don't, you know, and some of you are out there, you've belonged to Christ for a long time. I don't know why you're talking like that, Bob. We're all saved. Now, you wouldn't believe the amount of people coming into East Tennessee, number one. Number two, the amount of people even here that have discovered this station for the first time, and even the tremendous testimony we're going to have coming up in 15 minutes on Focus on the Family with a homicide detective. Dave, this is right up your alley. Talking about the evidences, the mountains of evidence that have accumulated and point to Jesus. But when you come to Christ, you know it's not all the outside evidence you have to depend on. It is by faith that you're saved. It is by grace and through Christ and him alone, period. So it's not just the evidence, but the evidence does point you in that direction. There's plenty of evidence. Read Lee Strobel. But my friend, if you're wandering around, you don't know what happens the day you die. Are you going to heaven? Are you going to hell? And by the way, there is a hell. It is unspeakably horrible. There is a heaven. It is unspeakable joy forever and ever and ever. Cannot imagine. Eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, and is in the heart of man what God has prepared for those who loved him. But I'm telling you, it's there. It's true. And it's one or the other. There is no in between. More coming up. We'll also talk about what happens when you spread light after the break. Rocky Ramsey has a great insight on that. What light does. You know, if you've ever been in an old building or something like that, and you've gone to a storage room and somebody hadn't been in there in a while, and you take a flashlight in this old building and you open a door, and some light gets in through whatever the door allows, and then you turn on the flashlight and see roaches running. Happy breakfast, by the way. But anyway, you see roaches running. That's the effect of light. The nasty things of life want to be hiding. You know, the light came into the world and the darkness did not receive it. Jesus even said about his own people, for he came into his, well, actually, this was John who wrote it. For he came into his own received him not. But such as those who received him, like I'm asking you to do, to them gave he power to become the children of God. That's how it works. 7:48, now 12 minutes away from 8 o'clock at WRJZ Joy Radio. The Bob Bell Show, it's now 69 degrees. We're hearing from Mike Witcher, and you'll hear his forecast coming up. There could be some more thunderstorm activity later this afternoon. I didn't get any. Man, it was 93 degrees when I finally got off the tractor, Dave, and finished mowing. Sun beaming down on me, but still in the distance, I heard thunder. It was almost like a crash of waves for the sea. It was beautiful. But I never saw any rain at my house. For WRJZ Joy Radio, more coming up about the lights with Rocky Ramsey when we return here on the Bob Bell Show after the weather forecast.
He stepped out for a second. But now he's back. Bob Bell.
by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony at WRJZ Joy Radio. I do have this from the Knoxville Police Department, police detectives asking you, the public, for your help identifying a man accused of using someone else's credit card to make multiple purchases at two different Knoxville home improvement stores and a fast food restaurant. So KPD wants you to spill the beans if you can. He wants to speak to him about the fraudulent transactions he's been making in case 26-027-442. The appeal shared by East Tennessee Valley Crime Stoppers took place on Sunday initially, includes images of the person trying to identify. As per the organization's post, the man pictured allegedly ran up charges on a credit card that did not belong to him at two home improvement stores and a fast food establishment, though the specifics, stores, dates, and all that were not released. As with all individuals featured in Crime Stopper appeals, the man is presumed innocent unless proven guilty. But as you can imagine, they want to speak to him about it. I would imagine as that light turns on, he'll be scurrying for some darkness where he could hide, more than likely. So WRJZ coming up later on at 6 o'clock today, speaking of light and its effect on darkness and people of the dark, here's a great illustration by the one and only Rocky Ramsey of Growing for Life.
Never happens anything else just with that. Why? Because light has come in, and now things look different with the light on. In the old days, people used to have real thick curtains on their front windows. Almost every house and living room have a great big picture window, and you'd have a big heavy curtain. And your house could look all clean. Then one day in the summer, you'd open that curtain, the sun would shine through, and the dust would be an inch thick. Some of you old timers will remember this. Why? It didn't look thick when the dark was there. But as soon as the light shined in it, wow, did it look different. Well, Jesus was that light who stepped into the world, and boy, did the life start looking different. Look at John 3:19-21. This is the judgment, that light has come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light.
For everyone who does evil hates the light. 6 o'clock today, Growing for Life, Rocky Ramsey, WRJZ, Joy Radio. For sure. I mean, you shine light on things. This is why when a young man by the name of Nick Shirley travels up to certain places in Minnesota and he finds out that there's a daycare center that doesn't have any daycare workers and or children, just one lady kind of close to the door, and she's not there all the time, but there were no customers, as it were, or children. There wasn't anybody watching kids. There were no three-year-olds. And he says, hey, this facility gets $1.2 million a year to operate. Then he goes a block down or next door. He finds a hospice facility, let's say. And there's maybe one person there, in some cases no one. Just a glass door that's all barred up. There are no hospice facilities there. There's no place to keep a loved one or to comfort them or to care for them. And he looks and he finds out that at this address, this quote-unquote hospice facility, the one I'm thinking about, I found out about in California, it receives $4 million a year to take care of hospice patients from the United States government, from the taxpayer, or from the state of California taxpayers. And so people find this out, and it goes on, and the normal reaction is, hey, that's got to stop. But the people who are really involved in it start screaming and hollering and cursing, because in their mind's eye, that needs to turn that light off. We don't need that. That light hurts. Let's don't see all that. One of the nicest things a person has ever said to me is, Bob Bell, you're a sinner in desperate need of salvation through a Savior, and there's only one. That's the nicest thing anybody ever said to me, believe it or not. And it's something that
God has used through the power of the Holy Spirit to save my life for eternity. It's a beautiful thing. I can breathe now. And then I get to tell other people the good news. So people focus a lot on hell. You probably should. You should know about hell. But if you know the good news of Christ and you placed your trust in Him and what He has done, knowing that He's already paid the price, then the news is fantastic, y'all. It's great. From that, you get the glory of salvation. That's what we're all about here. Coming up tomorrow on the Bob Bell Show, Dr. Todd Harden's going to have another award winner. He's got some good things to say. Not only that, we've got some more guests to be on tomorrow right here at WRJZ Joy Radio. Dave Carl from Insight for Living and Paws and Tails is going to join us. He's going to talk about the creative aspect of putting paws and tails together and what he's trying to accomplish with children. As you know, we're very invested in teaching children the gospel of Jesus Christ, not only with Paws and Tails, but on Saturday morning with Adventures in Odyssey and our friends at Child Evangelism Fellowship of Greater Knoxville. So be sure and listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 with your kids. They get up early on Saturdays anyway. You know how it is. Is it better to watch some junk on TV? Or is it better to find something uplifting? Yeah. Wednesday's come to a close of the Bob Bell Show. God willing, I'll see you tomorrow with Thursday with another visit, all obviously, from Dr. Todd Harden. Until then, go out and do Jesus to someone today.